T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
One of the most dynamic athletes in all of sports is injured on this 4th-and-1 carry, and it was the right knee.
What's the point?
Football's stupid.
It's awful.
Not too many people get hurt on a sneak, and so it's a freak thing.
Dale Arnold.
Well, we win the game, right? Tonight, if we get secondary scoring from anybody.
Is anybody worried?
Rich Keefe.
Oh, you think he's a sicko?
I did the same
thing.
Is that
what you're saying?
I would do the same thing. I had a snake. It was different.
You had a pet snake.
Dale and Keefe. Middays.
It's the drip. It's lit.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
You guys like seeing people get injured?
I don't. Who does? Sadists.
There are some folks out there who do like
Krishan.
Seeing people get hurt.
He likes seeing people get hurt.
He does.
That's a little weird.
He's a sicko.
I take that personally. I do not like that at all.
No, I don't think most people do, Dale. You gotta say, like, who is the person, though? Is it somebody who committed crimes? Yes, I would watch them get hurt. But somebody who's just an innocent? No, I don't want to see them get hurt at all.
So,
I have a soul.
I've watched the Patrick Mahomes injury about 100 times now because it's on all the time.
Yeah.
You can turn away,
I guess. Didn't seek it out?
I didn't seek it out. I was working last night when it happened.
Oh, don't do that.
Really?
Don't do that.
That was a big thing. You know, Doug Lane used to do that. He'd have that little sound thing, you know, the crunchy thing like you just heard. And he'd like pretend like he was snapping his neck and smash that in his hands. And what a wacky funster
that slapstick comedy.
So I'm working last night, and Twitter explodes about, you know, the Mahomes thing. And then I'm thinking to myself, do I want to see it?
I guess you want to see it, but it's not like you love it. You need to see it just so
like
you can have an opinion on
it. Like when guys break their leg, do you want to see
it?
No,
the dislocated ankles and things like that when the toe is pointed like backwards.
I mean, I'll watch
the Gordon
those,
Hayward
though.
Thing. I don't need to see it.
Well, I'll watch it, though, because remember there was a big discussion. Oh, did Jay Crowder push him?
Right,
or like,
right.
What was LeBron's role in that? It's like you had to watch it, but you didn't need to watch it on a loop. You'd get sick. But, yeah, watching it last night because – the question was going to be like, oh, did somebody take a cheap shot? Did he do something stupid? Like, what were the series of events that led to him getting hurt? So you had to watch it, but I don't need to see it a million times.
Like watching the trainer, the doctor, whoever it is, just sort of pop,
that might
pop
be
it back
gross.
Into place.
That's grosser.
Oh, that's worse.
Yeah,
that was much worse.
It's like Mel Gibson in those movies where he just put his shoulder in and out.
Just pops it right back in. Yeah.
Ugh, that was. And I love, I don't know if you guys get any of these, like people are, like, you know, how come he got hurt on QB sneaks and Brady never gets hurt? Luck. Pure
fluke. Absolute fluke.
Yeah, there is no other explanation. It's not pliability.
No.
It's not technique. It's
not hydration.
It's nothing.
If you watch the replay from behind, and that's the angle they show the most of, I still don't know how it happened.
It's very random. It's a freak thing. The only thing I will say is this falls in line with that whole, when you have the perfect year, the MVP, 50 touchdowns, everything kind of goes right. The football gods, the world, it goes the other way.
Yeah, Tom Brady. The year after he had the 50 touchdowns.
I'm not kidding. Like, I feel like that's the way it works in football. If you have that perfect season, just sit out the next year because something bad's happening.
Did they sell their soul the year before?
Could be.
And then
you're big
like,
on
right,
souls
Tom's
today, huh?
I
two
big,
soul references soul in about 3 minutes.
Big soul guy.
Now, this is an
I was told I sold my soul when I came to work for WEEI.
Is that what they said?
Yep, that's what I've heard.
That was Perillo who said that, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Get
he
that
was
on
just
Twitter.
Sad. He was just sad to see you go.
So I ask this question every time this comes up, and it's going to come up again here in a month or so. He's going to probably try to come back and play.
Too soon, probably.
Probably too soon. And he'll be at X percent of the real Patrick Mahomes. And I don't know what that percentage is, but I always ask this question. What percentage of Pat Mahomes is not as good as 100% of Matt Moore?
I'd say it'd have to go below 50%.
Yeah. I think
so
Mahomes
50% of Patrick Mahomes would still be better.
And
especially
a better chance to win than Matt Moore.
Because of Mahomes' ability to just throw. And before he got hurt, they were talking about the ankle. And Troy Aikman was all over the point of, He doesn't really need his feet because of his arm strength and the way he's honed his arm over the years. He can throw from any angle. He doesn't need to be on platform.
He doesn't even need to look at the receiver.
Now, I actually think he's thrown the ball pretty poorly the last couple weeks. Watching him, there's been a lot of incompletions where the throw was just off, and I think some of it was the ankle.
Yeah,
and
for
he
sure.
is throwing without his base, without his feet. But, yeah, he's so good that, Matt Moore. I mean, if your backup was.
Matt Moore's real bad. Moore's real bad. In fact,
which is an indication of how bad Denver is.
I mean, because
he looked functional.
Denver's pretty bad.
Denver's
too.
Real bad. But you also,
I got a theory. A thing I want to talk about later. By the way,
all right. Well,
put
great.
A pin in it.
Good.
We'll circle back around.
You have 4 hours of stuff. So hopefully you have more. Than
I know
one
you took Michael
you
Irvin from me.
I know Michael Irvin joined us yesterday. Sorry
I look
about
forward
that,
to Fridays.
I know.
Michael
we
Irvin.
We do too.
I know. So do we.
It was his call. Not ours.
We'll replay it at 10:30, 11:30, and 12:30.
Yeah, works for me.
That sound. But we don't. I mean, we know what Matt Moore is. Whereas. When Cam Newton went down, Kyle Allen went in. You weren't really sure, but turns out Kyle Allen's pretty good.
Right.
Whereas Kansas City, they have a lifelong backup. I mean, I know he's gotten some starts with Miami and maybe a couple of other places. Actually,
Carolina, I think.
Right. But you kind of know what that guy is. They don't have – even Teddy Bridgewater, who's not great, he's a more high-end backup quarterback. So the Chiefs, that's what's the thing, is they probably are going to try to rush Mahomes back, especially if they drop a couple of these games going forward. And now their division's not great, right? Because you have the Broncos in there. The Chargers are really struggling. And I don't know if you really believe in the Raiders, even though they're 3-2.
I do not.
So they could probably tread water for a little bit. They might kiss the first round bye goodbye, or at least home field goodbye, but they're probably still going to win the division.
Are you guys superstitious?
I'm a little stitious.
A little. How so?
Madden curse.
Yeah, but Brady really bucked that trend, I would say. There's been a couple of
Mahomes
guys.
Mahomes didn't buck it.
No, he didn't. No, add him to the list. But there's been a few guys that have sort of.
It's more the great season curse that I spoke of earlier.
Yes.
When you have a great season, you're coming back to earth.
And when you have a great season, you're usually on Madden the next year, Andy.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. But
there's been more examples, though, of guys having really good years after being on Madden now.
Yeah.
It used to be like
what about
every
the
year.
SI curse? Was he on SI this week?
I am a little stitious.
A little.
Thank you. Tiny
a
bit.
Little stitious.
So Dr. David Chow, who
Internet doctor.
Yeah, he's an internet doctor.
Well,
he's
a real doctor, too.
Yeah, no, he's a real doctor.
And on the internet.
Yes.
He diagnoses people without actually seeing them, which is
he asks for video, usually.
No, I understand.
Which my first week of med school, they said, don't do that.
No,
they said, you want to see your patients in person. We go, there's a lot of technology out there today, but you can't diagnose somebody over Skype. That's what they told me.
I felt like most of the world diagnosed Patrick Mahomes pretty quickly. When
everybody
they saw the
did.
Trainer go, pop.
Everybody. Oh, that's 3 weeks.
Except my idiot son who goes, no, that was his knee pad they were putting back. I was like, I'm pretty sure that was his kneecap.
So idiot son, he called him.
I know.
How do you like that?
So Dr. Chow wrote about it in the San Diego Union Tribune today.
Yeah,
also a writer. About the injury.
Yeah.
And I'm going to quote what he says. The injury, the dislocated kneecap, is a tear of the medial patellofemoral ligament. Most times for professional athletes, this requires surgery as the kneecap becomes unstable. It's possible to try to rehab and return this season with a brace and delay surgery until the off season, but that is not a plan that comes with guarantees. He says it's possible to return in 3 to 4 weeks. Even with the brace, the risk of redislocation is high. The risk of subluxation is even higher. What he's saying is he's going to have surgery.
Right.
And it's going to be 6 to 9 months when he has the surgery. Is he going to do it now and be ready to go next season? Or is he going to try to play through this, risk injuring it even further, and then have to have the surgery anyway?
Do you want my logical answer? My logical answer is you try to come back. You're the leader of the team. You try to come back. We'll deal with this in the offseason. You're coming off a 50 touchdown. Well, you're going to get hurt either way. Just have the surgery now. Call this year a washout and come back for 20.
Throw the year out.
Yep.
Even though you were one of maybe 5 teams that legitimately could say you could win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but being one of and being behind the Patriots isn't a great.
You're behind the Patriots, but you're looking at that Patriots offense. You're like, well, even our defense might be able to slow them down a little bit.
I mean, Rich made a great point earlier today in the office. He usually does.
Hey, that's right. I save him. No, I usually do him off the air. Okay. Actually, that's the thing.
Don't be afraid to bring him on the air once in a while. Robert Griffin III was never the same after he tried to play on what was an obviously injured ankle.
Oh, they crushed
tried him. To gut it out, tried to prove that he was tough, and was never the same after that. This guy who is a transient star. I mean, this guy is unbelievable. Transient.
Dale does SAT words like most of the week.
Just throw them out there once.
I just kind of
they don't even make sense
it.
Half the time, but it makes me look smart.
I usually take that word out, put the rest of the sentence together, see if it makes any sense.
Yeah, it would work. A star.
Yeah, he's a star. Got it.
So this guy is probably going to try to do this. And what if he's never the same because of it?
It sucks for football. I mean, that's what it comes down to. And as a Patriots fan, you're like, all right, it just got a lot easier to get to where you want to go. But you want as many good players playing. Like, it's just, you know, when the Patriots played the Giants the other week, no Saquon Barkley, kind of sucks. Like, you want to see the best players, or at least I do, all the time. And if Patrick Mahomes misses any length of time, we're talking about a league that probably doesn't have a lot of great quarterbacks anymore anyway, and now you're taking one of those guys off the field.
But even worse than missing time is him coming back and not being himself and doing maybe
much different
damage, long-term damage. I mean, Isaiah Thomas.
Right, do you put
with
this?
The Celtics has never been the same, right?
Correct.
Played through the hip injury.
And he's still hurt.
Never been the same.
Matt Stafford came back, had a similar injury in 2009, came back in 3 weeks. But he was a pocket passer.
Right.
I mean, you know, it literally was, here, you stand here and get rid of it. He wasn't great anyway, and he wasn't great after when he tried to play through it. Patrick Mahomes is not a pocket passer.
Nope.
What you're asking him to do is change his entire game. If he does try to come back in 3 to 4 weeks, he won't be able to do what Patrick Mahomes does.
And if he can't, then you just ask him to be like Flacco was last night, standing there getting hit in the back every third play.
Yeah, he looks good, doesn't
he? Like, you don't want Patrick Mahomes, and their line stinks too, the Chiefs. You want him to be a pocket passer behind a bad offensive line, which flies in the face of every athletic instinct he has. He has to change the way he literally processes plays.
That's going to be really
tough.
What if
he does get the Mel Gibson thing, though? He just comes back and it becomes so loose that it, like, pops out, it's on the side, he just, like, flicks it
just
back
keep
in,
having to
play
do that
the next snap.
And the problem is, according to Dr. Chow, if that happens, it's going to get to the point where you can't keep it in place. That's
tape.
Then you have to do the surgery.
Well, and it's one of those things.
I don't think KT tape is necessarily the way you
does
go
some
here.
Magical things.
Does it?
I mean, it's
don't
good.
Doubt.
No,
a good commercial and a good sponsorship.
I'm not doubting.
For them.
I have it on right now.
Could you
Hardo over
how about
here?
This guy?
Where's
do you do
KT
the,
tape
do you
for
do
radio?
The suction cup thing too, like Michael Phelps.
I have done the cup.
How's
thing.
That work?
It gives you those little round
bruises, like
which look badass, don't
it's
they?
Bad, it looks like you're like sick or something.
Yeah, like something you should be on an island off away from everybody else.
Yeah, right. Get this guy. Is that contagious? Like, I don't
also,
that.
Not sure how that became a big thing in the Patriots locker room right after Phelps did it.
The cupping?
I haven't seen it very much since.
For a while there. Yeah, you're killing all these blood vessels. It's probably bad for you.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I don't know. But I just feel like with Mahomes, he's not going to be the same this year no matter what. So if you do bring him back, now aren't you putting next year at jeopardy too and the year after that?
Well, if you wait, what you said 6 to 9 months. I mean, 6 to 9 months from if you wait till the end of the season, you're now into that August, September.
Does he
play?
To do it now?
But that's hard to do.
If Dr.
Chow, you're saying
if
season,
Dr. Chow's right.
Flush. If, you're
well,
flushing.
But
you're
if,
flushing
if the doctor's
season.
Right and he says, even if he tries to play,
there's
he's
no going
to have to get the surgery.
Right.
If I'm the Kansas City Chiefs, I got a long-term investment in this guy. And this season matters, but this guy being good for a long time matters more,
but
right?
So you can talk yourself into, if he limps through this season, we'll probably make the playoffs. And as you said, maybe we still have a chance. Maybe something happens to Brady or the Patriots, and we're still in that slot to maybe go to a Super Bowl. And then if he starts next year late, that's fine. We can get through 4 weeks of the season without him.
But if
he's
he gets
good enough,
surgery
he comes in
done
late.
In February, right?
Best case scenario for them, he comes back now, they're good enough, they go to the Super Bowl, he can't have surgery till mid-February.
Right.
Now you're talking about, is he ready in September, is he ready in October?
Yeah.
But is he good enough to come back in October and we're 1-3 because we didn't have a quarterback to start the season?
I guess that's the question. But then, so would the answer be easy for them if they were a bad team?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, without a doubt.
That's what I'm saying. So like the medical part of it, you probably would get the surgery done right now.
Like if this is Kyler Murray, and I know you've won a couple games, but you're a bad team in Arizona. You're not going anywhere.
You probably get
you have the
now.
Surgery now. Yeah. We're prepping for the future. It helps
this
us with our
matters.
Draft pick.
This
like,
kid matters.
Franchise.
Long-term.
He's a transient.
No, I just
try I made it up.
I wouldn't go.
No,
there.
I think it's a real word because there's moorings when you like go coast to when you go place to place and you just want to stay one night in a marina. You need a transient mooring.
I probably should use
I just don't know why we're bogged down.
Transformational?
With all these words
here. No, transcendent would have been better.
Transcendent?
Yeah,
yeah I'm not sure
better.
It worked in the sentence you added.
He's a really good
transcendent
player.
Would have been better.
Still, great.
He's a
I'll
star.
Say great. I'll say great player.
He is a star. Yeah.
So the bottom line here is
the NFL is dropping stars like crazy.
Yet another thing has fallen into the Patriots' lap, which
Hugh Dan Shaughnessy
it's
makes,
the year of the backup
the
quarterback.
Truth. The one team we thought was the team to beat in the AFC just lost their quarterback for at least 3 weeks. That's best case scenario. which means if you do play them, you're playing them here.
Can I tell you my really negative take on things? I think every once in a while.
Generally?
I don't know.
Yeah. I think every once in a while there's one of these years where everybody gets hammered by injuries. All the top teams, stars are dropping like flies. Starting to feel like one of those years to me. Drew Brees has already been out. Now Patrick Mahomes is out. Ben Roethlisberger is out. Saquon Barkley has been out. Tyreek Hill has been out. You're talking about
Cam Newton. Davante Adams.
All pro MVP players out. It just feels like one of those years. And if it's going to be one of those years, you know who I'd be worried for?
James Devlin.
Well, he's already out.
I'm adding him to the list.
Pro Bowl player.
Yeah.
Out. I'd be worried
if I'm the Patriots. Just lobbing a softball up to him.
So you're worried about Tom Brady just because other guys have gotten hurt?
Oh, you can be a little stitious, but I can't?
No. You can't.
Feels like one of those years. And I go with the feels like sometimes.
No, that's fine.
How many quarterback sneaks did Tom Brady run last week?
Like nine. He's got to cool the Jets on that.
And I hate to say it because you watch that play last night and you go, I don't even know what happened.
Nope.
It doesn't look like anything. Weird. And I know, you know, pliability matters and hydration matters. It could just as easily happen to your quarterback doing the exact same thing. In fact, I'll go so far as to say it might be more likely to happen to a 42-year-old quarterback than a young guy, you know,
just getting out of bed. He's more likely to hurt
himself. I don't think his patella or his kneecap was too tight. He didn't lack pliability in his patella. That's not why he got hurt. It was as freak a thing as you'll ever see. He barely got hit. He's just sort of at the bottom of a pile, and there's bodies. And the freakiest thing was he was laying on his, I think it was his center. He was literally like laying
on top of him.
And they had to like scrape him off the center because he was, I'm guessing, in a lot of pain.
Oh, so when he rips the helmet off. As soon as they rip the helmet off, that's a bad sign.
But then you see him walk
off like Mason Rudolph. That's a
little much.
I don't like that. So the next three games for the Chiefs, Green Bay Packers.
Loss.
Minnesota Vikings.
Loss.
At Tennessee.
Loss. I'm just kidding. I felt the same loss a third time. They could probably be Tennessee.
But, I mean, maybe not.
And who's got the better quarterback, Tannehill or Moore?
Boy, they were teammates, weren't they, in Miami?
Yes. Who's got the better former Dolphin quarterback?
That'll be a nice game. And then so, obviously, the Patriots play the Chiefs in Week 14, so that'll be, you assume he's back, but...
Or he could be back and gone again by that time.
Exactly. Or some semblance of Patrick Mahomes.
Right, or depending on what they do, that could be his first game back. Imagine that against
blitz
the Patriots defense. No kidding.
Go after
That's not exactly a...
Don't hit him low. You're not allowed to.
Great spot to be. No, you'd get flagged.
Yeah,
you'd
but is flagged. It worth it? You knock him out of the game. I'm just saying.
Right, Greg Williams.
I just think that when you're looking at it from the Chiefs' perspective, now, and I believe the player is gonna lobby hard. I want to play. I want to come back.
Always.
And this is where the organization has to protect the player from himself. They've got a long-term investment in this guy. They want this guy to be an MVP candidate for the next 10 years.
Right.
Do they throw all of that into jeopardy? Do they run the risk of turning him into Robert Griffin III?
Yeah.
If they say, attaboy, Patrick, you get right out there, pal.
That would be awful.
I think you do. I think you kind of... I don't think you think logically when you realize that this is a good team. We don't want to waste the year.
Right.
Right. And because it's one of those two where it's not a torn ACL where you're like, all right, you're done. See you later. If it's what they're saying right now, it's, well, you know, you could come back.
Like, he's going to be back. I'd be stunned if they just tell him that.
I think he's back too.
I think he's going to come back.
It'll depend entirely on the MRI today.
Right.
The ligament is damaged. That's what the injury is.
Right.
The MRI today is to show you if the cartilage also got damaged.
Right.
And that may be, at that point, they may say, look, this is no longer your choice anymore.
And that's actually better for them if you just get a cold answer. He's out. Right? Doesn't that sort of takes the pressure off you?
It's much easier.
You just kind of go up. The doctor said you're out. There's nothing I can do. Right. As Bill would say, I'm not a doctor.
Well, like, look at a different injury, but Kevin Durant, they were like, well, we think he can come back.
Right.
And then done, he's going to miss a whole season.
But even worse, you're talking about a guy in his second year as a starter who people think is...
The MVP of the league last year.
Well, not only the MVP last year, but the MVP candidate for the next 10. Yeah, right?
100%.
Pencil him in. 100%. Whatever your top five is, just put Mahomes in there and move it around as you go over the next 10 years.
Definitely.
Whereas, at least Durant has had a pretty long, impressive, significant championship caliber career.
Right.
Mahomes is in the infancy.
Mm-hmm.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Did the path just get exponentially easier for the Patriots?
Throw another tomato can on the pile.
Sort of wonder, don't you? We'll talk to Jason McCourty at some point during the course of the program. Can't tell you the exact time because they don't tell us until he suddenly appears. Sorry, Andy. Michael Irvin said, I'm not going on Fridays anymore, so you've got to go on Thursdays.
So. And nothing on Fridays. I don't get to be in the Week in
Review. Well, I was going to say, we're going to do a Week in Review. You probably won't be in that either.
No,
so,
you're not in it.
But you're here now.
My red light doesn't work.
Nope.
No, none.
You're lucky the lights
Trust
are on.
Me, compared to yesterday, yeah. This is as good as it gets.
Well, there's still a lot of places without power, so they did a phenomenal job.
They did. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. We've got a trend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
But when you think about it, listen, you suspend the guy. I said send him home. But pay him, okay, we're fine. But why is one guy get suspended and the other one doesn't?
So you think Brett Bielema should be suspended? The boss.
Well, I don't know.
The person of authority.
Yeah, see, boss is like, I think we're kind of stretching it a little bit. I think there's a pecking order, right? I think there's a pecking order, but there are a lot of things that can factor in. Who's more important, the defensive lineman or the actual defensive coach?
Here's the thing that Wiggy doesn't quite grasp.
I feel like you should cut and paste that comment.
Yeah,
let's
just make this clear to Wiggy and to everybody else. Brett Bielema didn't suspend Michael Bennett.
Nope. Yeah, I don't think he has the, as Andy would say, the authority to do that.
One guy suspended Michael Bennett.
Correct.
And guess what, Wiggy? That's as high on the pecking order as you can get.
Yeah. No, I don't understand Wiggy's thing where, like, Brett Bielema's barely above a player. Like, I could actually see that argument if his name weren't Steve Belichick, but just some young, promoted first year. He's actually younger than Michael Bennett. Brett Bielema has been the head coach of an SEC team, head coach at Wisconsin.
Okay.
What do you mean?
I mean, do you think Michael Bennett cares about that, though?
He doesn't, but he should. Respect him. The guy has credentials.
Well, because the guy who suspended him does care.
Right. I think the biggest issue is that Michael Bennett is not good anymore. That's the biggest problem.
That may be fair.
Because I've always advocated.
It's one step above that. It's not big, and he doesn't respect anybody. I think that's clear, right?
All right, but
his respect is waning. He respected Bill when Bill let him be here late.
He respected Belichick. Yes, he did.
Yeah, when he let him come late. He respected him because I'm 3 days late, and he didn't suspend me then. That's why he respected him, because he got something out of it.
Right. We had this argument before when Greg Schiano was here, and we were saying Michael Bennett, or at least what a lot of us thought Michael Bennett was going to be when he was here, and he hasn't been that. They barely play him now, and now he's suspended. But Michael Bennett versus Greg Schiano, I thought Michael Bennett would have more of an impact on the team than Greg Schiano. Now, we never actually got to see that play out. Now, if Jamie Collins or Stephon Gilmore got into an argument with a position coach, I'm taking the side of Jamie Collins and Stephon Gilmore every time.
Why? Because they're good?
Yes. There's different rules.
But again, it's beside the point. There have been arguments, a lot of arguments. The Teddy Bruschi story with OMF the other day about Junior Seau and Pepper Johnson chest to chest and had to be separated. Nobody got suspended by this same head coach.
Because Junior Seau was good.
No, it's got nothing to do with it.
And Pepper Johnson was a hothead.
Pepper Johnson,
I think that might be part of it.
It's fairly clear that this went beyond that.
Yes. And that's why I don't care if it's Tom Brady. There's a line in the
Tom
sand.
Brady screams at Bill O'Brien, screams at Josh McDaniels.
Yes, and Michael Bennett would not have been suspended for screaming at Brett Bielema.
If that's all he did, he'd still be playing this weekend.
Tom Brady
about four plays, but he'd be there.
If Tom Brady puts Josh McDaniels in a chokehold on the sideline,
he should still
he's
play.
He's probably going to be suspended or somehow reprimanded. Maybe not suspended.
So now we're saying Bennett put him in a chokehold.
Do I think there was physical? I have no idea, but I'm with Teddy Bruschi. I presume there was something physical.
It would have to be.
It has to.
Yes.
If Bill Belichick suspended him for this, it went beyond, quote-unquote, philosophical differences.
Plenty of players have had philosophical differences over the years and voiced it. And they weren't suspended.
Meetings usually go,
right?
I would imagine.
So this is different. Why? There's a couple options. One is it's been repetitive. Like, maybe he's just been an ass for, like, 3 straight weeks in meetings. He's, like, making a mockery of it. The coach is trying to do his job, and he's singing, yelling, screaming. Who knows? And maybe it was like, can we stop this crap? You're a 33-year-old man.
Yeah.
Or the other is, it crossed a line from the norm of yelling, complaining, whatever, to physical or maybe it was threatening.
Yeah, my guess is
I'll be outside
really personal,
just so you know, and I got a hammer.
Yeah, I don't know if he
a weapon
talked about a weapon specifically a hammer.
I'm just saying,
I don't know
it would cross the line,
but I bet it was some like personal attacks, which has now got nothing to do with football. And now you're just like insulting the guy or whatever it is.
But what kind?
Well, because that was the line Belichick used at the podium yesterday.
Personal situation.
Personal situation.
I wouldn't be surprised if he went there, and it could just be like a nonsensical insult. But there are certain things where you kind of cross a line, right? There's certain things you could say to me that'd be like, all right, whatever, Andy. But then you start going crazy.
Big teeth.
Well, no, that I'm used to. That's okay. Fine. But if you start saying something about my family or something,
okay,
that'd be a little bit like, wait a minute, what is
so
this
do you think
about?
That could have been it?
Maybe.
Just crossed a verbal line.
And here's the thing, because the Patriots tell us nothing, we have to then speculate as to what it could be.
Well, we only know like any details because
right.
of Michael Bennett.
Which I'm sure they're thrilled with.
The Patriots haven't even said he's suspended.
And by the way,
just the wire.
And Bennett's also the one that put in the line about the position coach.
Right.
Like, he could have just said, I had a philosophical difference with a member of the or something. Like, he told us who it was.
Right. Probably because he doesn't want people thinking he's butting heads with Bill.
Yeah, maybe.
Because they know, like, I listened this morning, and more miraculous than Wiggy defending Michael Bennett is the callers joining Wiggy to defend Michael Bennett against Brett Bielema, basically saying, who's this guy? If people thought it was Bill, no one would defend Michael Bennett.
Well, of
right?
course not, no.
He would get the benefit of the doubt every time, as he should.
But it is Bill, and I also think...
He's the only one that can suspend him.
I wouldn't be surprised if this thing had started back in week two once he realized, oh, wait a minute, I don't really play much, and then it got worse and worse and worse, and then maybe he had, like, two strikes against him or whatever it was, and then finally something else happened where we're like, all right, we just can't keep this going on.
I mean,
and
it could as simple as, like you said, it was deteriorating. He was late for a meeting, and they said, hey, listen, you can't do that. And then he skipped a meeting, and they said, come on. I mean,
or he wasn't paying attention in the meeting.
Or he's sitting there on his phone during a meeting, and eventually Bill just said, you know what, suspend it.
I think it'd be more than that. I think those would get you healthy scratch on Sunday as we work towards a potential suspension.
Yeah, because I think if—
We made a jump here. He played, even though the snaps were down.
He
was part of the team, and then he was suspended without pay. The inactive— We've seen before, Jabal Shear, Danny Shelton. Like, there's been plenty of guys for whatever reason. Alan Branch was suspended, I believe.
But I don't think he was.
I believe it was a one-game,
but I thought he was
no pay
suspension.
So, like,
will Michael Bennett be on the inactive list? How does that work?
Yeah, I think
he will.
He's on the
okay, because I remember Alan Branch.
It's a team suspension, so you're on the 53-man roster, so you will be listed as
okay. I thought it was
inactive.
Semantics, but I thought Branch was just benched.
And I think, well, the big thing for suspension
Branch
versus
would get paid if that were the case.
Right. That's the big line that you cross.
Right.
The guy does not get a game check because you filed with the league that he is suspended.
And that's why this matters. I mean, because
sure.
Belichick has obviously shown this is way beyond
what
we've dealt with in the past.
Yeah.
You can count on one hand the suspensions. It's whether it's 2, 3,
and
in 20 years.
I think this means that they are trying to get a trade for him, and they don't
want
to.
Doesn't that hurt it?
Yeah, this hurts him. If that's,
I would have just traded him.
No, I mean, they're a team.
Last Monday, I would have said, we've traded Michael Bennett to the X or a conditional pick.
I don't think they have found a trade for him.
It's not going
to
help you find one that he's suspended.
They don't want to deal with him right now. So they sort of ice them for the week. It's like they do it in the NBA all the time when there's a contract thing going on. Like, don't even show up. Don't sit on the end of the bench at the game. You're not on the team right now, but we don't want to just release you because we would like to save more money on the cap.
But you'll
and
agree.
By trading you for a seventh round pick,
this hurts their ability to trade.
It hurts it, but I don't
somebody
think
somebody looks at it,
it
and goes, yeah, no thanks.
Hurts if it doesn't kill. There are guys with their head cases all over the league, and teams will take chances on guys all the time.
So a texter says, keep spreading rumors about him, Dale.
Uh-oh, what rumor?
Well,
what's the rumor?
We keep saying we don't know what happened.
We're speculating.
But what we know is that players and coaches have had beefs, verbal beefs, forever.
Yes.
That probably this year there have been some of those. Those happen all the time. We've seen Brady on the sidelines with Josh, with Bill O'Brien, obviously yelling and screaming at each other. Teddy Bruschi told the story of Junior Seau and Pepper Johnson, literally chest to chest. None of those didn't get you suspended.
Right.
This did.
Right.
So something beyond any of those things happened
here.
And
if Bennett didn't tweet out what he or talk to the reporter and have the reporter issue the statement, which he did, then there'd be less. Then it could just be as simple as, oh, maybe he was late 100 times and they had enough of it. Right? That's what it could have been.
Sure.
But when you say philosophical difference, I mean, if Andy and I got into a fight in the hallway,
it has.
If we get into a physical fight in the hallway, I could see one of us saying, "Oh yeah, there was a philosophical difference." right? Like that's how you could. Yeah. That's how you could describe it. Yeah. Other people might say, "Well, you left out a detail.
You hit each other."
Yeah, but you're being kind of like somewhat sarcastic. Oh yeah, we had philosophical differences. It's like I think Michael Bennett clearly thinks he should play more. He's unhappy with the role. Brett Bielema is sort of. He's the position coach, but he's also doing what he's told,
yes.
right? He has guys like Gerard Mayo and certainly Bill Belichick that are like, these are the guys we want out there. Coach them up this way, but this is what we're doing.
Which is unfair, in my opinion. If this is how it's all playing out, and it's just playing time and what my role is, and you're
it's
Bennett,
a part of it.
And you attack Bielema,
it's not even
well,
his
you're,
fault.
You're shooting the messenger.
Right.
You're not being a bully to
go
a guy
talk,
that you
go talk to
right.
the other guy.
There's another office down the hall that if you have the cojones to walk in
he's
and have an
doing
attitude,
that to Belichick.
That's the guy that makes the decisions on who's active and who's not active and who's playing and who's
yeah.
not playing.
Yeah, he makes it, if that's how he feels, it's like Brett Bielema gets to decide, I'm only going to play Michael Bennett 11 plays today.
Right.
Okay, Bill?
Right.
Is that all right with you? No. That guy in the corner office is the guy who says, we're cutting his snaps
right.
back.
Bielema,
we're going to play this guy more.
Bielema doesn't decide how much you play. He doesn't decide that you're now suspended. These are all Bill conversations. And I tell you, I'm sure you guys have played it. The audio of him in training camp when he shows up late and he says, you know, whatever my role is, I'll do it because he treated me like a man and all that. Boy, that flew out the window pretty quickly, right? Now he's got philosophical differences with Bill Belichick. And it's a bad look for him, but when you roll with the Bennetts, you get this more often than not.
This is an issue for these two brothers, has been an issue, ongoing issue, and this sort of, in a way, it ties into Antonio Brown in this regard. You kind of knew what you were dealing with when you brought him in.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you wanted him, by the way. They pursued him a year ago or whatever.
Right, they wanted him before he went
when
to
When he
Philly,
went to Philly,
right?
yeah, the yeah. Patriots were interested.
Yeah.
So
oh,
they
loved
liked
him.
Him.
Think about like go back to the Seattle Super Bowl and like what
oh,
they've
yeah.
said about Michael
Lusted
Bennett. They
after
love
him.
Michael Bennett as a player. But that's the thing, and I've said this about really every sport. If the player's really good, you can put up with a lot more. But if you're an idiot and you're not that good,
right.
what are you doing?
If he were really good, he'd be on the field.
I agree.
If he were really good. He isn't. He's sort of a role player at this point in his career. And because of everything that has happened on the defense with Collins and Shelton and Adam Butler's better and these guys are better, his role
the
has been
looks good.
Insignificant.
All right, yeah. then why haven't they cut him?
Because they're probably trying to get something for
right,
him.
Right, that's what I'm saying. They want to trade him and get more money.
They're holding out hope.
But to Andy's point, you hurt yourself in your attempt
yes.
to trade him with what you did this
right.
week.
You did. I just think maybe they could also be holding out hope. Bill knows, he always says, you know, depth in September isn't the same as depth in December, and
right,
guys
because,
get hurt.
You know, when we talked to Kern on
like,
Wednesday.
Like, look at Demaryius Thomas. They got rid of Demaryius Thomas. Could
they
use him
him
now?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
Lesson learned. Let's not get rid of Michael Bennett. Suspend him for a week.
Right.
We'll figure it out because we might need him in 3 weeks.
They were kind of lucky when they got rid of Watson that Watson didn't sign with somebody else because then Lacoste gets hurt the very next
right.
game, and now here comes Watson. So maybe they want to keep him for that. And how does he respond to this? I don't think it's going to be very well, but as Kern pointed
yeah,
out on
gonna
Wednesday,
go downhill.
Alan Branch, he got suspended or whatever, benched, and then he came back and was actually somewhat productive. So maybe it
but
does go that way.
I'm not sure they have the same personalities, the same
I don't
track
think that they
record,
do either. I'm just saying.
We'll I would be very, very surprised if this works out as a positive for Michael Bennett's tenure
yep,
in New England. Stunned.
617-779-7937. We get to the calls with you guys coming up next. Sometime next hour, we'll talk to Jason McCourty. It's Dale and Keefe with Andy Hart, Sports Radio WEEI.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mike in the truck. What's up, Mike?
Wiggy, I agree with you 100%. This whole thing about the Bennett there, I think everybody as an employee, we all at one time or another go through orientation, and the workplace has a code of conduct.
How you doing? What's going on, Mr. Wiggins?
What
and,
up?
How you doing in there? Wiggy, you're absolutely correct. I don't understand the thinking of people out here these days that think that they have this plastered thinking just because I'm the boss. I can say anything I want to say to you. You're not supposed to have nothing to say to me back.
I guess if I had been on the program with Greg and Wiggy and Danielle this morning, I would have asked a simple question of each one of those callers. Why would you believe anything Michael Bennett says?
Well, I would even ask, what did Brett Bielema say?
Right. We have no idea.
What did he say? We have no idea what he said. What did he do? Did they do anything?
Well, Wiggy was speculating.
Yeah, okay.
You know, that Brett Bielema said something. And then.
If we're going to speculate that someone did or said something over the top negative or inflammatory or suspension worthy.
Who do we think that would be of the two?
Based on track records.
Right. Who's had more issues with coaches versus issues with players?
The law.
It's been.
Right.
I mean, even if you want to go
there. The world.
Even if you just want to take football, like just the football part of it, you would say Bennett is more likely at fault here.
And I said to Dale off air, from everything I don't know Brett Bielema very well. He wasn't a position coach last year, so he didn't talk to the media at all. He's around. He is always fist bumping with players, walking through the locker room with a player's arm around him. He seems to be universally loved by players.
Yeah,
from
sort
what
of like
I've
the
just
college
observed.
Coach in him, you know?
So
right.
It's not like he's a guy that seems to piss players off with regularity. It's quite the opposite. He seems to be loved.
Is it possible, and I ask this question off air, I'll bring it on air, is it possible that the defensive captains who observed whatever happened or intervened in whatever happened, that one of them went to Bill and said, you got to do something here.
Sure. Sure. Don't they meet on Friday morning?
Yeah.
I don't know if they would meet on a Friday morning after a Thursday
game. After a Thursday game, I don't know.
But, yeah, anything is possible. I think the least likely scenario is that Michael Bennett is somehow a victim in this situation of circumstances or the bully Brett Bielema who's been just beaten up on him, and he finally defended himself somehow got suspended.
He wouldn't have been suspended. He wouldn't have lost a game check if it was all one-sided Brett Bielema. And I'm not saying – we have no idea. I'm not saying that Brett Bielema didn't cross the line himself. Maybe he did. But clearly Bennett did something for Bill Belichick to suspend a player for what we think is maybe the third time in his tenure here.
Yep.
I mean, technically it might be the first, but I mean, depending on how you view Terry Glenn and Alan Branch
– right.
Malcolm Butler. This is the. This
There's
is
a few. A handful.
Yeah, but 20 years.
20 years. A handful is not
how
bad.
Many players, think about how many players and how many knucklehead players they've had in here.
And the
Albert Haynesworth didn't get suspended. Like, give me a break.
Sent packing.
Well, he got cut.
Which is why I'm surprised this one hasn't been.
The caller that said just because somebody's your boss doesn't mean they can say whatever they want to you, which is true within reason, except for the fact that if you choose to fire back or address it, and their superior is siding with your boss, you're out. That's how that works, right?
Yep.
If the company, the organization,
if I go
the next
and fight
up,
with downstairs Joe in the corner office,
right.
And Mark Hannon sides with downstairs Joe, I'm probably not going to win this one.
Right. Correct. That's the way the world works. We all have bosses, and you pick and choose when you feel like you're being mistreated.
Right.
But when you push back, there's a chance it ends poorly for you, that the organization, the company, the business sides with your superior.
We'll get to the calls with you guys. Some of you are lined up. We'll get to all of you, I promise, in just a couple of minutes. It's Dale and Keith. Oh, Week in Review will not include Andy Hart today, right?
No, because it's the same as it is every week. The best person on the show gets left out.
But
you heard me.
It's nice because you get a fresh take. Andy gets to comment on what happened this week. So I think it
actually
works
out
well.
Usually he just bitches about it.
Yep, that's probably going to happen again. 12:30 for that.
617-779-7937. Dale and Keith with Andy Hart, Sports Radio WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.